I'd like to begin the 2018 legislative session by focusing our attention on just one thing, something that is a simple concept but also a bold aspiration. I'd like to talk about fairness.
Despite a budget projected to be more than $265 million in the red by its second year, Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy used his final State of the State address today to highlight what he called an agenda of fairness. The Democrat, who's been plagued by budget woes and criticism from business leaders, is not seeking a third term this year. In today's speech to lawmakers that kicked off the session in Hartford, Malloy called for fairness in pay, housing, the workplace, and health care.
Connecticut fairness should mean keeping health insurance affordable for everyone. We must take action to ensure stability in our insurance marketplace and to contain premium costs for consumers. We can do something our neighbors in Massachusetts have already done on a bipartisan basis and under a Republican governor. Together, let's pass a bill that preserves the most vital elements of the Affordable Care Act, including the individual mandate. Let's make it clear that in Connecticut, health care is a fundamental right.
For more on Malloy's speech, we spoke with Abang Udama, senior political reporter at WSHU Public Radio.
Well, he had talked about the budget before, and basically, I think the two main things that he wants to focus on, and that is shoring up the state's transportation trust fund, and for that, he's asking for tolls to be implemented in Connecticut. Connecticut has not had tolls on its highways for 30 years. And he would like to bring them back because they need to raise money or else the transportation fund will run out of money.
About his legacy, how did he sum up his years in office?
Going back to the theme of fairness, he said, for instance, crime in Connecticut is at its lowest it's ever been. And he says that's because of policies that have been implemented by him, raising the age, you know, over before 16 could be tried as an adult, that has been raised to 21 now. So you have to be 21 to be tried as an adult. And he says that has actually reduced the prison population and reduced crime in the state. He also talked about the gun laws that he has been able to implement, and that's also helped. And he called for another crack at trying to pass another gun law, the bump stock, the device that was used in Las Vegas. He would like that a law to be passed to ban that in Connecticut this year.
What were his references, if any, to the situation in Washington and the Trump administration, its policies, and how they may affect Connecticut?
Well, Malloy talked about the women's movement that has developed following Trump's election. He says he also talked about groups that have been marginalized and harassed by the federal government. He says Connecticut has been doing things to try and accommodate the children that were brought illegally into the country and have grown up here, in contrast to what's happening in Washington. He also talked about the women's movement that has developed after Trump's election and how that's changing the political landscape. And he says that there should be laws requiring equal pay for equal work for women, and sexual harassment in the workplace should be dealt with on the state level. He says this is very rampant, all the way from small towns to the White House.
Abang Udama is WSHU's senior political reporter.